Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome back to Smell You Later.
We're in good spirits as always. Why do you ask?
The podcast about I can smell again. Hooray.
You can smell again.
I can smell again.
Sorry we missed last week. That was my fault.
I was going to ask you about that, actually, but we don't have to talk about it on the air.
Yeah, I can't talk about it on air. After.
Yeah. Thankfully, after a week of prednisone, I have regained my sense of smell.
That's amazing. Fuck. Are those the shots or what?
No, like the pills.
Can I hear you?
Ooh, can you hear me?
I don't know. I can hear myself.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great. Can you hear me now?
Not the shots.
Not the shots. The little pills. I went to my ENT and he was like, I'm not going to shoot you full of steroids, but I'll give you some pills. And I was like, what is the difference? Yeah. Apparently, I didn't know this. If you do too many steroid injections around your face, it leaves you at risk for glaucoma. So I was like, yep, don't want that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that and nasal rinses twice a day. So that's my life now.
So is this just ongoing?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But he was like, it seems like you just had a cold. Huh. And I'm like, great.
For that long?
That's why I'm like, are you sure?
Listen, I support you blindly and forever, but there was a point where I was like, how long are we going to host this smell podcast?
Yeah, I was like, it's been three weeks.
We could do like the Odd Couple thing and just fucking figure it out. But I was like, she's got to smell at some point.
Yeah, it's like, this is bad for business. Come on.
Literally.
Yeah. I think I said that too, because strangely, it was like, he's like, well, you can breathe, so it's fine. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That's not why I'm here.
Breathing is secondary to smelling.
Yes.
Hello.
So I was like, this is my job. You don't understand.
It's so funny that we sort of talk about how we've backed ourselves into this career of people thinking of us as the fragrance people, and then you lose your sense of smell.
Truly. I was like, I wonder if there's some ironic curse on me somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, what? And then I tried to take a mental catalog of, like, who could I potentially, what witchy person could I potentially have pissed off?
If you have my voodoo doll, make its nose work.
Please.
But then I saw you did that smell buffet where you just smelled everything that you haven't smelled since you couldn't.
So fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
I was minding my gay business, trolling Instagram stories, rotting my brain, and I see Sable's table full of perfumes and blotters. And I was like, she's at it again.
It was a literal smell buffet, which honestly, it's funny because I was like smelling everything that you told me about. Mm. And then I was like, whoa, that's exactly what I expected. Like, that's not at all what I expected. It was great. There's just everyone's launching a goddamn vanilla.
What'd you think of the Boy Smells Vanilla?
It was not what I expected.
Really?
But in a good way.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. And it does have this sort of carbon paper smell to it.
Probably the ISOE Super, right?
I don't know, but there's something that smells like that chemically Xerox smell.
Okay.
Which I like.
I don't get that from it, but yeah.
I like that, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, that's weird.
To me, it's just super heady.
What's weird is that it's not really vanilla forward to me.
Not exactly.
Yeah.
It's, I would almost, sight unseen, I don't even know if I would clock it as a gourmand. I would. It's warm and it's round.
Huh.
And I think it stands out in that way really nicely in the Boy Smells catalog of those strong-ass fragrances, most of which I like. But it's really unique, both in the collection and just as a fragrance.
I agree.
Really, it's one of my favorites of the year.
Yeah. I think as a standalone fragrance, it's incredibly unique.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that it's called Vanilla Era also probably, not to say it does a disservice to it, but I think it gives people preconceptions about what to expect when it's probably not going to be what you expect.
I do have questions about the name. I like it, but I don't, I think it's going to date it a little bit.
I think it's dated. Like, why did you put era of all the puns that you could do with vanilla?
Yeah. Whatever. I love it.
Yeah.
What else?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to smell the new Matier Premier
vanilla powder. Yeah.
Yeah. Their PR reached out to me, but then did that weird thing where they kept recalling the email. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Their PR did not reach out to me. I just want to clock that.
Well, I responded and they never responded back. So maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Great.
Man. I don't know. We'll see.
You've smelled deep dark vanilla though, so we've covered yes. that. Yeah, I feel like there's one more big vanilla. Burberry Goddess.
Burberry
course,
Goddess,
which I love.
I enjoy that one. I think it's like in the Venn diagram overlap of that like floral amber thing that everybody's
trying
to do.
I don't disagree. Yeah. But it's that plus vanilla. I know that's a very obvious thing to say, but yeah.
Agree.
I went back to it and I was like, nah, this is really fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do wonder if that's going to have its moment.
I think so.
The way
Prada Paradox did.
Prada Paradox or what was the other one? Like Black Opium did.
Yeah. They did a pop-up at Gansevoort Plaza.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go to that.
I didn't either, but seeing it in hindsight, I should have, because it just looked really cool and big and like a fucking like temple. I was like, who'd you sacrifice in there?
I so want to know the ROI on those things, because what is the point?
I think posting.
But there's just like, that can't, the budget for that I know, be.
But it's also, it's a tourist trap and they, people do line up, they go get their little sample, they go buy the.
Are there samples?
I think so.
Okay. Because I remember going to the fucking Mugler Angel Elixir one and there were no samples.
That, which is crazy.
And that was crazy.
I went to a fucking fragrance cocktail on Wednesday and I walked. I'm just saying, if you're going to make us haul our ass to the New York edition and serve us free cocktails, which I love, I'm not bitching about that, but it's at least going to be a little vial.
Wait, what? Who posted that?
Duffinette.
Huh?
It's this. There's this brand. Exactly. There's this brand there. If you took Sandy Liang and Schiaparelli and put them together, which I know makes no sense, they put out a fragrance.
It's coming to me now. Yeah.
And I would love to tell you what it smells like, but I still have no idea.
Yeah. But, wow.
Yeah. No, I do think that they pay off. And I think ROI is not quite what we used to think of it as when you are a fragrance brand with these budgets that they have, because all they want to do is be seen. The fragrance is essentially going to sell itself, you know what I mean, to the right consumer in the right place. You put it on the right counter and it's going to sell, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they want to be out in these streets. Mm-hmm. And with the postings and the influencers and the press people, because all the girls did go to that. So it's, I think that is the point.
Why don't they just gift it to influencers and do SponCon?
Yeah, I'm sure they're doing that too.
Yeah, probably.
It's all about being seen.
Or do a stupid little press trip.
I sound insane.
And invite me on it.
Yeah, that's true. As long as Sable's getting flown out.
Was there another vanilla one? No. No, but I did get the Victoria Beckham fragrance discovery kit that you had.
Uh-huh.
And I do agree that the Portofino one is the best one.
So good.
But they're all really good.
Thank you.
So good.
Yes. They're so
good.
Not
that I ever doubted that they would be.
Yeah, but I feel like people keep being like, yeah, they're good. And I'm like, no, they're really good. And I don't even like a lot of the things in them that you can pull out. Yeah. They're very rose forward, which I don't really like. But
no, they're beautiful compositions.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah. They remind me a lot of the Elizabeth and James Nirvana Black and White.
Oh.
Not in smell,
okay,
but in like in vibe, okay, in world.
Okay.
In mood board. Yeah. I don't know. Something about them kind of echoes that.
All right.
They're both kind of that subdued, like very quiet, luxury-ish, blah, blah, blah.
I don't think they're subdued at all. I think they're loud as hell.
No, but they're not like loud in the way that they're loud in a different way. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I think it's the rose on me that makes them feel like they're screaming at me all the time.
Yeah. I just think they're very well blended. Mm-hmm. To me, so the entirety of the composition is the part that sings. It doesn't ever come out at me as, this is a bergamot scent.
Yeah, it's greater than the sum of its parts. I was reading the compositions and they all, note-wise, look very similar. The scents are not.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you look at them, I'm like, are these all three mods of the same idea? And I don't think
that
they are.
That would be funny if they were.
But there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, okay, a rose and multiple fragrances is not whatever. But they're great. And maybe Victoria Beckham's going to come on the show.
I
do not jinx this.
I am not putting my hopes up, but
do not jinx this.
I will be pleasantly surprised.
I'm not editing this out because my positive manifestations have been working lately. Okay.
I have watched a little bit of the Beckham Netflix documentary.
Yeah, it's too much David
She's
Beckham.
She's so funny.
She's so funny.
She's very funny. And I keep having to wonder if this is their little bit, because it strikes me as a bit.
Mm.
A little bit.
A little bit. I think I saw the first episode and it's way too much him.
I think, I thought it was about like all of them.
Yeah.
But I think it is actually mostly about David.
I'm like, get this man off the screen. Yeah, I say that about the most beautiful man in the world, literally. Enough.
Yeah.
I also forget, I was old enough to receive all of the tabloidness of them being together. But I look at it and I'm like, maybe I'm just hindsighting all this. But it is, forgive me for making this parallel, but it is like this Taylor Travis thing. Is that his name? Whatever. The football guy. Yeah. One of the most famous women in the world and one of the most famous men in the world are suddenly dating and hot.
Was Travis famous?
He's in the NFL. I don't know what that means.
David Beckham was famous on his own.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't think anyone who wasn't a football fan knew who this dude was.
I think like men know who he is. Which
exactly.
Means not
men
famous.
Who watch football know who he is, but like the world doesn't know. Whereas the world knew who David Beckham
that
was.
That is a fair point.
Yeah.
But yeah. I see these photos and I'm like, this is major.
This is a PR
and
relationship.
And you're still together.
Good for you. I like I was listening to the Flex and Frooms podcast and they were...
The what?
It's called Flex and Frooms.
Okay.
The two people named Flex and Frooms.
Oh.
And they were talking about how they think that this relationship is a PR relationship because Travis Kelce plays for the Jets.
The Jets, yeah.
And Taylor Swift's most recent controversy was about the private jets. Mm-hmm. So this erases the SEO for private jet. That's really funny, actually.
I mean, it does. We're not a pop culture podcast. Who cares? No. But this relationship does give very heavy PR vibes.
It does.
It's all way too sudden. They're everywhere together at all times.
I don't think anything she does isn't a PR thing, TBH. But I also
anything that we're seeing is
I don't think about Taylor Swift at all, really. I feel like everything I learn about her is against my will.
From me?
Yes.
At this table.
It just comes and it just pops into my eyeballs every time I open up the phone.
Yes.
So I'm like, great, I guess I have to know this now.
Yeah.
I never knew who fucking Joe Alwyn was or Matty Healy until Taylor Swift.
You knew Matty Healy.
I knew V.
You listened to that boy music.
I do not listen to that boy music. What is really fucking funny to me is that I was like, this band, the 1970, like, why does this sound so familiar? I used to be in this weird electro pop band thing when right after I graduated college in 2008-09. And we played this homecoming festival at Princeton once, and the 1975 were meant to play on the same bill.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And then they had to cancel because of, I don't know, maybe a visa issue, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
But I remember looking back in the emails from 2010 and being like, oh my God.
It could have been you.
Also, I was just like, wait, you guys have been a band for how long?
Yeah, right.
Jesus Christ. Good for them, I guess.
I guess.
Yikes. Small world. Anyway,
fragrance.
Anyway, our fragrance podcast. Okay, so I don't know why this had come to my attention. I think just because I'm reading the Glossier book.
Yeah, how is that?
It's fine. Okay. It's like a very long Vanity Fair article.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe it's infected my phone algorithm. Okay. So now all I get are fucking Glossier posts on Instagram. And it's funny because they recently launched the large size of their fragrance.
Yeah.
And all of the comments under it are just like all of these people who are pissed that they changed the formula.
Yeah, tell me about that.
That's what I want to know. And I'm like, oh shit, when did that happen? Or how does everybody know that happened? Is it that different? Because I went to the store and I was like, it smells similar. Uh-huh. I still have a bottle of Glossier U from 2019, maybe. Yeah. So I tried doing a side-by-side wrist spritz, and they smell similar to me, so I don't know what's up.
I literally just saw, oh my God, do you follow Actually Skin?
No, but I know who you are talking about.
She literally just posted about
that.
Really? Yeah, a day or two ago, and I was like, I don't know, they changed the formula. Hope it got better. But.
Okay, there's a Reddit thread from 2022. Glossier confirm that the U formula has changed. The U formula, that's funny. Modified slightly to comply with regulation updates.
I thought.
Which we know, which I figured that was probably why. We removed a component of the fragrance and updated the ingredient list to reflect this change. This should not affect the scent of the fragrance. Apparently it has, and peeps are mad about it.
I don't believe that.
And that's a very common thing in the fragrance industry.
Yes, in any industry. Well, in beauty, largely.
In beauty, yes. But I feel like in fragrance especially, it's... Every year they change that list, which also I'm like, why are you doing this every, what the heck?
Mm-hmm. It's the same fragrance. Listen, I feel like the conversation around you is still largely what it's always been, is that people enjoy it. And that's what's important. So anyway, go buy your big bottle of you if you must.
Okay. So there is a speculation that they changed the formula because it might have contained Lilial, which was the ingredient that Olaplex was dragged for possibly causing infertility. And it's banned in the EU.
Okay. Well, also, they just started... I don't think they were available in any... They just started doing global shipping. I do know that, which shocked me that they didn't already do that. It's insane to me. So they probably reformulated to be able to ship.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Totally, yeah.
Ship and sell, so.
Definitely.
I don't know. Brands be doing that. In a past life, when I worked for a beauty brand, we had to reformulate a couple of our products to make them quote unquote clean. But what we were taking out was, I think, one ingredient per formula. And it wasn't harmful. It wasn't bad. But it had been demonized so badly by the industry that they were like, we just can't have these on our ILs, our ingredient list. So we have to. And like a reformulation is very expensive. It takes forever. Then you have to retest everything. And But it's for those people who are going through everything with a magnifying glass, which I suppose is fine.
Yeah. Better a different you than a poisonous one.
Yeah, but we also, our stance on clean beauty is clear.
I don't even, is it quote unquote clean?
What?
Glossier? Are they?
Yeah.
Do they purport themselves to be that?
I think to enter Sephora, you have to be Sephora clean.
Oh.
Or clean at Sephora.
I don't know, because some brands, they don't have the clean at Sephora seal.
Yeah, you're right. But I think there is clean at Sephora, and then there's to enter Sephora, you have to have a certain level of things that you don't use.
Yeah.
Sephora, allegedly, I don't think they do this anymore, but a few years back, they weren't taking any new brands, which largely meant smaller brands that didn't purport themselves as clean. So
that's so weird.
Even if this is just an example, I know nothing, but say it was like Say. And if Say does do the clean thing, unfortunately, but if they didn't, Sephora would be like, we can't take you unless you put this at the front of your marketing. And so they would have to then do that for Sephora to take that, which is insane behavior.
That's insane.
We also know that Sephora is run by the mob. So I know. I do think the pendulum is swinging back a little bit.
Also, though, like, if you are Sephora and you have such industry influence, couldn't you also debunk the fact that clean is just a marketing term?
But debunking doesn't sell.
But I feel like it's a better investment in future marketing, because eventually it's going to get debunked. So you want to be on the right side of that. But what do I know? I'm not a CEO.
When I was at this beauty brand, I mean, we all know where I used to work, whatever, but it was projected that this is back in 2019, so in 5 years, which is essentially now, we would have stopped using clean, because by then,
everything
would be clean, so it wouldn't be a talking point anymore. So it's whatever it takes, I guess. You know? All right.
Yeah, like clean should just be the unspoken default.
Everything is already clean. It's fine. Nothing's going to give you cancer.
Yeah.
Use the Olaplex.
It's a sticky situation in there, but this is a fragrance podcast.
Allegedly.
Speaking of, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I am...
Ooh, your nails look so good.
Thanks.
What's going on there?
You know what it is? It's the Hello Kitty LPI collection.
Wait.
And I didn't even know...
Is that new?
No.
Okay. I was like, why did I not
I didn't even
that?
Know that's what it was. I just wanted a snowy pearlescent white that didn't read super glittery or prom night. Mm. And I was like, this is so pretty. Then she pulled it out and it had Hello Kitty on it. And I was like, duh. I am wearing Coach Love.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, Coach.
Yeah.
Is this new?
Yes. It like just came out. And it does seem like a very me fragrance because of the name, which yes. And it also has a little heart medallion hanging off of it, which is really cute. The bottle is bright red, really beautifully translucent. Could anyone tell me what's in this fucking place? Here we go. God. Private detective over here. What I'm trying to say is we projected that strawberry was going to be a huge note this year.
Yeah.
And this is not the first, but the first fragrance that I've really seen hero out strawberry for the sake of strawberry.
Okay.
And according to their product page, we have wild strawberry, mandarin, pink pepper, red rose, jasmine, and osmanthus flower with cedar and gray amber. I'm sorry if I sound congested.
I'm always congested.
Yeah, true. It's just a big, juicy strawberry fragrance.
Does it actually smell like strawberry?
Yeah, it does. But not. I've had it on all day. I don't know. Not in like a Bath and Body Works way, but it is pretty literal, though, as I say that.
Okay.
So it's like strawberry with the floral back a little bit. Can
Wait.
I don't think you can smell it on me anymore. Go up. Yeah. Ish.
All I'm getting is the dry down.
Okay.
Which is nice, but I mean, not smell strawberry.
It's been on for 12 hours.
Yeah.
But I had a really good feeling that strawberry was going to make an appearance. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a strawberry era, if you will. And I think it's starting with this. There's a couple other fragrances that have had notes of strawberry but didn't really give me the full fantasy I was looking for, and this certainly does. I think it's great. This is certainly not Coach's first fragrance, but as we know, Coach has done this rebrand. Yeah.
They're trying to reach these kids.
Yeah, last grasp for relevancy. And I don't know if they're reaching the kids, but they're certainly reaching you and I, because we have been spending.
I got one of those checkerboard Coachtopia
and bags. I got a jelly bag. So yeah. I wonder if, I guess I'm trying to say that this feels along the same line as that rebrand, because it feels younger. I don't feel like the old Coach would have done a strawberry fragrance.
Definitely not.
Yeah, it's really great. I love it. I'm super happy with it.
I feel like Coach has somewhat successfully rebranded, but they've
fully
just like
rebranded.
Because there's still classic Coach. There's always the classic mom Coach
aesthetic.
The classic almond mom aesthetic. Mm-hmm. But like their younger design creative team is, they're knocking it out of the park.
They've got budget.
They got that budget.
They've got budget. They've got the right people at the show. Like, yeah. They're really doing it.
Yeah.
It's really fun to see.
Which is, like, kind of funny, too, that the bags are still, like, $300, but they're just selling out in minutes.
They are more fun, though.
They are more fun, but
they're certainly more relevant.
It reminds me of the days, like, when I was a teenager and I would read Teen Vogue. What is Anna Wintour's daughter's name? B. Schaefer? Anyway, Anna Wintour's daughter, who was like, I also read that Teen Vogue was like her vision, which makes sense. It was just basically like what her and her friends were up to and what they were wearing and what they thought was cool. And that was just Marc Jacobs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that's because you're a rich Upper East Side. Yeah. The Coachtopia just reminds me of that. It's just, oh, it's like all the rich Gen Zs with lots of money who's going to buy that stuff.
Yeah.
And then 7-year-old women like me who still dress like a teenager. But hey, you know. Culture is evergreen.
Well, also, there's a huge difference. I'm not saying that $300 is not a lot of money. It is.
It is.
I realize that. But a Coach bag and a Gucci bag are two completely different conversations.
Yes, no, you're totally right. Yeah.
I bought my little Coach bag and I'm super happy with it and I love it. But like, you don't seem
there,
to run
there's definitely, like, yeah, like I definitely have a statute of limitations of how much I'm willing to spend on a bag.
Right, exactly.
But that's like kind of it.
I just like ask yourself how much you want to get robbed. Yeah. Anyway, Sable, what do you smell like today?
That's what I always think of. I smell like the new Kaeli Oudgasm Vanilla Oud.
Well, thank God one of us does.
36. There are so many words in this.
Always
name.
So many goddamn words.
I've noticed that she's started putting the notes on the back of the bottles now.
I think she's always done that.
My other bottles don't have this.
I'm going to check.
Yeah, I think this is new.
They her last
They don't have oh, okay, I haven't gotten the new ones.
Okay.
But the originals, vanilla, musk, citrus, even like the cherry one maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't have them in the bag anyway.
I think it's a really nice touch. I love it.
It's nice. Oudgasm Vanilla Oud calls out vanilla sugar, praline, saffron, white musk, oak moss, and oud, of course. I'm assuming that is the hierarchy of them because it is very vanilla sugary, but in a more creamy, laconic way.
Mm.
Not in a, not necessarily in a dessert
way.
It's
That really is.
Yeah, it's a lot warmer and it's warm in a creamy way that isn't sweet, if that makes sense.
Well, you said before we started recording that all of the versions of the ouds.
Yeah.
So there's essentially vanilla oud, coffee oud, rose oud, and tobacco oud, right?
Yes.
All of accent notes are actually the heroes.
Yeah, and
the oud is holding them up. Is that what you said?
Yeah, totally. Okay. So I feel like the oud is like the nice grounding base that just keeps it warm and substantial and it gives it texture. And then the hero note really sings on top. So you get a lot of vanilla out of this guy.
But love that.
To me, if I smelled this blind, I wouldn't have been like, oh, that's so vanilla-y.
Sure.
But I definitely would have been like, ooh, that's creamy and cozy. And
On the flip though, would you have said, ooh, this is super oody?
No.
Huh.
I don't think I would have.
Which I guess is smart because you don't want to put out four ouds in this at the same time but then have them all screaming at you.
I think oud has a reputation that precedes itself. Mm-hmm. And I've smelled a lot of oud fragrances that call out the oud and it's like loud.
Yeah.
It's very loud.
It's like, you don't need to call it out. We know what's there.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I get it. You're a nude fragrance. But with these, I don't think either any of them really shout the oud out, which is nice actually.
It's really nice.
I really like the cafe oud.
I can't wait the coffee one. God damn it.
Surprisingly, I do the rose one, which surprised me because I'm not really a rose person.
Yeah.
The tobacco one is good, but it's very tobacco-y.
Really?
It's straight up tobacco. So it does give me a little bit someone smoking a cigar next to you vibe.
Okay.
But I, one day I wore the tobacco and the rose together. I layered them.
Okay.
And that was delightful. So I also think these are meant to be layered.
These? Jesus.
I know, which is crazy because they're pretty strong.
Tobacco, it smells gorgeous.
Yeah. It's the most pungent one, though.
Wow. Wow. Well, I would love to have these.
They're sending them to you, aren't they?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You can say whatever you want in email.
It's kind of crazy because I remember they arrived via DHL, which meant they were international, and it said the little packaging slip said it came from like straight from Dubai, and it was like, Jesus. Whoa. I was like, okay. You have distribution here. Like, what? Right. But thank you.
Just fly us there.
Yeah, fly us to Dubai. Why not? Mona, we're coming over.
Yeah. Mona?
Anyway, I think these are really great. Perhaps her best launch yet, perhaps.
It's funny, when she announced the Oud collection, I was like, you haven't done an Oud before? And I knew she hadn't, because we know that collection front to back, but it just seems like such an obvious, and I'm sure there's Oud in other things.
I think the Elixir one had Oud in it.
I think also that Vanilla Patchouli Royale, whatever the fuck that was, has Oud in it as well, but these are...
I really like the Vanilla Royale Patchouli one after about 30 minutes of wear.
Yeah.
Well, the first spritz is...
She makes the best vanilla in the whole game.
Yes.
Forever and always.
I like it better than the her classic straight up vanilla.
That's what I mean.
No.
Yes.
No, I like the Vanilla Royale better than the...
I like the original vanilla. Yeah. I like Royale though a lot.
I like Royale, but again, it's got to simmer down for a little bit on me.
I have come around to liking patchouli more than I did. I liked it out the gate. I just wished it was stronger. And then I just realized you had to apply a little bit more.
Oops. Just spray more.
Usually with her, you don't.
No, yeah. Usually with the Kaolis, one will do ya.
Utopia and Pistachio, you have to go in a little harder with.
I think Utopia is quite strong.
Really? I don't. And I wish it was stronger on me, and it's not.
I have still not worn the Pistachio.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
Oh. Oh my God. Something has occurred. Oh. He's bringing out the bag.
Sorry, it's way more. I'm like, it's not as exciting as I'm making it. This.
What is that?
Is that horny men's underwear fragrance from Carlos Huber.
Call it by its name. Is it just called?
I think it's called By Matthews Inc.
That's it?
Yeah. Our last episode, I briefly touched on this men's underwear brand that's very expensive and sexual, or the campaigns are at least, that is randomly going into fragrance. And I said, now what the fuck's going on here? And I reached out to their PR, who promptly ignored me. But then the day that it launched, their product page said Carlos Huber, our friend from Arkeast, was one of the people behind it. So I reached out to him. He hit me with a sample, and Sable just put it on. Recoiling.
It choked me out.
I really like it.
This smells so much to me like Deosindurga Mississippi Medicine.
Oh, I see that. You got to let it dry down, though. It does take you on a ride.
But I immediately got that scorched earth, something about like men's cologne gone horribly awry.
I really did not know what to expect.
Yeah.
And when I sprayed it, it immediately gave me leather.
Super leathery.
Wood burning. Like
the point of bacon.
Almost to the point of like char.
Yeah.
Almost, I guess, oudy. And whiskey. Just think of any quote unquote masculine note and turn it up to 11. And that's what it gives you. But in a way that is also tempered, I will say. I thought this was going to be loud and masculine for the sake of it. And it's actually really beautifully balanced and super wearable. And I like it the more that it dried down on me. I really enjoy this. I actually didn't even expect to like this, to be honest. I love Carlos. I like his work a lot.
It is like a classic men's cologne, but modern or updated.
Yeah. There is this weird, I don't even want to call it sweetness, but like a softness to it that as it wears, it gets even more inviting and alluring.
Yeah.
It
is a little like rugged cowboy, which I always like. I'm always drawn to that.
So yeah, I didn't think I'd be getting my hands on this. Yeah, like I said, the PR ignored me. And then Carlos was nice enough to send it. And then he connected me to the PR, who again ignored me. So I was like, okay, cool. But whatever. You can't fucking hide from me. You got your fragrance. Now I'm giving you free press. So again, who's the clown now? I really liked it. I guess I wasn't expecting
it. Who is Matthews Inc.?
The guy who behind the brand. He's like an artist.
What's the brand called again?
Charlie.
Okay.
This is all very embarrassing, by the way. I'm not promoting this brand.
And they do men's underwear.
Yeah.
Got it.
And like very vulgar campaigns.
Cool. For some reason, it makes sense to me that an underwear brand would make a fragrance. I don't know why. It's just intimate.
To their credit, gay people will spend money on anything.
Fair. Every time I see really cute underwear, it's like, why is this one pair of underwear $40?
The briefs are $60.
What the fuck?
Starting.
What the hell?
Exactly. Jail for everyone involved.
Jail. Why? Insane. Wait, what was the other one?
The new Bond number 9. Ooh. I think it's called New York Forever.
Okay. Can I smell that one?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't smelled it yet. Sam's just fucking soaking herself in fragrance.
Ah. Yeah. I'm going to smell crazy.
You are going to smell crazy. This is supposed to be warm and sweet.
It is.
Which I feel like...
It's kind of boozy.
Is it?
It's like a boozy, sweet, spicy.
Oh, wow. That is boozy. It's all those things.
Incredibly boozy. Jesus.
Yeah. I feel like in the last 5 years...
Something like caramel apple. Mm. I'm getting apple. I feel like a fortune.
It's also like still wet though.
Yeah.
Hmm. I feel like in the last 5 years, Bond number 9 has started... Oh, remind me about apple. Has started to go in a more... I don't even know what I want to say. Not like current direction, but everything with them, I feel like is always so classic to the point of boring the shit out of me. But they've gone a lot sweeter, a lot more gourmand, a lot spicier in the last couple years.
Yeah. In the last 5 years or so.
In a way that appeals to me personally. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling myself the consumer, but.
I have hundreds of scents.
Hundreds.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I've gotten to know them until about 6-ish years ago.
Well, because we've said it's like when you have so many goddamn scents, like where do you start?
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. And they're running out of places in New York.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's
like, they're running out of places in New York. All
Bond number 9, Hudson Yards.
Yeah. Like, Fide.
Yeah. They that have was, Fide.
I know. That's when they lost me. I'm like.
Yeah, no, fully. And isn't the bottle just black and it just says Fide and
it's
huge?
Like in silver letters. It's and like, I'm like, wow, you didn't even spell out financial district.
Literally. Like, if I want to smell like a man who's going to cheat on me, I guess I know what to wear.
I'm like, wait, I'm like, what about like a garment district or theater district? Like,
right. Yeah.
The district collection. Fine. Yeah.
Smell like Coke dick.
Yeah. I'm still like, what is Coke dick? And then I'm also like, maybe it's good that I don't know.
It's good
is.
That you don't know.
I was like, wait, do you want that or do you not want that?
You don't want that.
Okay. As someone who has never done Coke.
Yeah, same. Thank you.
I haven't lived.
I am in my edibles era, though.
Really?
I'm cutting this out, yes.
That's surprising.
I know.
Because you are not a weed person.
I'm not a weed person.
That's so surprising.
I mean, I'm literally like 5 milligrams. That's essentially not anything.
It could be, though, depending on the strain. Wait, is this a Ryan influence thing?
No.
Okay.
No! It's a me influence.
Wow.
I was just like...
Just to like de-stress and chill.
Yeah.
Or like have fun.
De-stress.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not like very stressed, but I also like... Yeah.
It's a chill out thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice.
It is nice.
I cannot be out in public on edibles.
Oh, I don't go out
I must
them.
Be in the house in cozy clothes and the correct people who is one to know peoples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like ostensibly non-functioning in a good way because it's like you need a reboot sometimes.
The only other edible I've ever taken were 10 milligrams, which is like the normal dosage. And then
I think 5 is more common.
I think 10.
10's quite a lot.
10's like the base.
Really?
I say this like I'm an expert. I'm not, but yeah, 10's like
I feel like a lot of people I know start with
but
5.
But you see me on a 10 milligram and then I'm non-functioning. 5, it's like...
10 milligrams is like that drug commercial with the deflated girl on the couch and she can't talk right now. She took weed. She did a weed. That's me on 10 milligrams of weed. I mean, the funniest thing with... I don't even know if you call them edibles because I think that's the only way you take them. Like when I was in Miami with my two friends, Darren Sheridan, and I took a mushroom edible.
Oh God, here we go.
And he was like, "It's totally fine. It's only 5 milligrams." And I was like, "Okay." Meanwhile, he's like a 6 foot something man, and he was totally chill. And I was like, "I'm laughing and crying at the same time, and nothing funny is happening." Yeah. And then when we went upstate for my birthday, me and my other friend Emily split one.
Okay.
So ostensibly, we're both taking, 2.5? And even she was like, oh my God. And that to me was like much more tolerable. It was like way more subtle. But she was like, wow, I was not expecting that.
I don't need to be doing shrooms. I don't need to be eating weed. I certainly don't need to be doing shrooms. I don't need to know all that about myself.
I think you need quite a bit to actually trip. Mm. Mostly the teeny bits is just like a little like mood shift. Mm. But I don't know. It's never a consistent effect on me. So that's why I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to do this unless I have nothing to do that day.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, how did we get on stuff? I don't know. Wait, what were you saying about Apple?
Oh, Ellis Brooklyn.
Yes.
Apple Love.
Yes.
They just put out an Apple fragrance.
Yeah.
And they sent it to me.
Yeah. They sent it to me a while ago.
Did they?
Yeah.
They actually offered me the exclusive on it, which I was appreciative of. I couldn't take it just because of bandwidth. Do you like it?
It's fine.
Yeah. I do.
I don't really. Also, Apple's not really my thing with fragrance. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's a nice fruity scent.
Yeah. I used to not really like the brand. Now I am very interested in them. Shout out.
Shout out to Chinan changing his mind.
Yeah. After Vanilla Milk, which I was obsessed with, I had to change my tune. And then you gave me Sunfruit. And I'm also equally obsessed with that. I'm obsessed with it. It's so fucking good. Apple Love, if you are looking for an apple fragrance, I would say some people are. You probably won't be disappointed with this. It's like apple and plum and I think peach fuzz or whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like surprisingly warm and rounded. Mm. But like you said, certainly fruity.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels very red. Up. It almost feels not in a derogatory way like a celebrity fragrances from the early aughts.
But I wasn't going to say it, but...
It is. That's the first thing I thought. But I did go back to it quite a bit. And yeah, it certainly pays off on its promise. Mm. And you know what it actually reminded me of? What was that? Was it Kaylee when they put out the Apple one that they were like... Okay, yeah, check the back. Sable, was it Kaylee that put out the Apple fragrance? And then they were like, if you loved DKNY, Be Delicious, you'll love this, which I thought was a really fun reference. But the Kaylee one, to me, was very different. Not to say a reference is just that, a reference. You don't have to recreate it. And if they did, we probably wouldn't like it, because what's the point of just duplicating something? But this one, I feel like, does take me right back to Be Delicious, which I love, because like when I was 12 or whatever the fuck and Be Delicious came out, like all I wanted to do was be like a beautiful, popular teenage girl wearing that fragrance. And now we can these.
Yeah. When I think of apple scents, I always think of the DKNY Be Delicious.
Yeah.
That is my benchmark.
Same.
Okay.
If you spray that on yourself wearing all these leather and boozy fragrances,
yeah, they're just like, where's
you're going to smell like an old fashioned.
Spraying it in the box.
These bottles look way too similar to me. Ooh. And always have. We're smelling. Yeah. This is actually like more pleasant in the box. Yeah, I like it.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's like it's got like does it have a little bit of cinnamon to you? Like a teeny bit? Why is it so light to me?
It has a lot of fruit to me.
I'm like, am I losing my sense of smell in real time, or is this just like very light to me?
It's not the most pronounced.
Okay.
Have you worn it on
your
body?
It's nice.
Yeah,
I have not worn it on skin.
I wore it a lot last weekend.
It's just spraying.
Yeah, you're soaked in scent. I like it. I don't think it's the most imaginative part of their collection, but also a lot of theirs aren't, which is fine. And if you do want something that goes super left field, they've got that for you too.
I think they said it was like an homage to New York, the city where they started, and blah, 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 blah. We love New York.
That's cute.
Apple Love.
Yeah.
The name is, I don't know why the name is funny to me. Apple Love.
It's nice.
How many ways can you say apple in a title?
Yeah.
Apple time.
Okay. Must we?
Okay. Yes. I brought out the new Hawthorne.
This label
Desert Runway.
Yeah. You like this.
I surprisingly like it. I was expecting just to be like, oh, okay, another sandalwood, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I wore it on skin. Uh-huh. And I was like, wait, this is like way more cucumbery. There's something that's like watery fruity about it on me.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay. Not on me. And I don't dislike it. But again, I mean, I'm not a sandalwood guy. Why would I care about this? I love Hawthorne as a brand. And I'm really excited to see the way that they've started to evolve and really brand themselves in a really exciting way. Their visuals are beautiful. I think their product names are great. This one I knew wasn't going to knock my socks off because I'm just not a sandalwood girl. And that's valid. But you are
called out
more than I am.
Sometimes, depending on what the entire composition is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they call out Australian sandalwood. I feel like everyone automatically says Australian sandalwood to the point where I wonder who else makes sandalwood.
Yeah.
Like, why? Anyway. They call out Australian sandalwood, cucumber, violet, and iris. Hmm. And I think it's the combination of cucumber and violet that I'm getting that's the soft muskiness. Mm-hmm. Or Yeah, it's a little bit sweet in a ever so slightly powdery way that I really enjoy. And you, I like anything with iris in it, obviously.
Yeah, true, same. But you think it is very different than Santal 33, right?
I think so. This smells almost like a post-rain scent.
This smells, and don't say this to be a hater, but it just smells so much like Santal.
I wish we had a Santal here to compare
we
it to.
We need to get one,
I
just
don't...
as a benchmark. Because
I guess they have samples.
Santal has...
I refuse to buy a Lalo sample.
Yeah. Santal has a cucumbery overtone to me, which I've always said.
Which is funny because you clocked that immediately and I did not clock that at all. Mm-hmm. I straight up clocked just full blast sandalwood. But I don't even think Santal is horrible. I just think it's reached the point of the kind of semantic satiation. You just say a word over and over again, it starts to lose all meaning.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with smell to me. Yeah. I've just smelled it so many times, it just loses all meaning. But this is just a little bit fresher. There's something fresher and a little bit sweeter in Desert Runway that I enjoy.
Okay, I will take your word for
it. It's nice. Yeah. I don't know. I will probably end up giving it to my boyfriend, but he is amassing a slow, small collection of Hawthorne fragrances.
I will not be giving this to my boyfriend because I don't want him to smell like this. but
I mean, he already has a pretty,
yeah,
a very eclectic collection of fragrance. Yes. That's very good. All those Comme des Garçons.
Yeah.
Which I'm still just like, what's good, Comme des Garçons?
Yeah, like...
Where are you? What are you doing?
They don't need us.
Please talk to me.
Right.
Talk to me. Anyway, this might be a stupid nothing topic.
Okay.
I came across this article and Dazed about... The headline is, how people are using perfumes to tap into their shadow selves. And it's kind of a long feature. Actually, it's not that long. But it's basically just, like, people are wearing perfumes that... align with their like dark feminine energy, and I'm like, is that not normal? Is that what people not normally do?
As opposed to what?
Exactly. I was like, as opposed to your regular.
How many ways can we rebrand fragrance? Because first it was a signature scent, and then it was fragrance wardrobes for whatever mood, and now it's shadows.
They call out specifically perfumes that are meant to be confronting. Of course, they call out Etat Libre d'Orange Secretions Magnifique.
Oh, I got that right.
Yeah. So it's like perfumes that call to mind things that are dark side nature, which again, I'm like, that's just perfume. That's just wearing perfume.
But what is
what's going on?
I feel like a bad girl today, so I'm wearing that.
Yeah, that, I guess. Okay. I don't know. Also, part of me is just like, I think, what if we're just thinking too much about this?
It's that fucking, what is her name from Girls? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Jemima Kirk. Yeah. When she's like, advice for some unconfident, insecure girlies. And then she's like, I think you guys are thinking about yourselves too much.
Says us hosting a fragrance podcast.
I know.
But yes.
I know. I mean, there's truly no shortage of takes. Everything is a take.
I have a take, and I've been thinking about it all week.
Okay. Please.
And it's very fucking...
You have the floor.
...queer and trite. And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry I'm starting it off with Taylor Swift again. Oh, I'm not as much of a Swiftie as I've made myself out to be in the show. But did you see or read that feature story, I think, from last Sunday? I certainly read it. I don't know. It's recent. About one of their writers went to the Eras Tour with her son.
Okay. No, I didn't read it.
It was very long and very well written.
What was it on? Or who put it out?
New York Times.
Oh, New York Times. Okay.
And it wasn't so much a review of the show or Taylor Swift herself. It was like her experience with the crowd and the crowd of the show and the community and like maybe the mega church of it all. Really well written, really heartfelt and funny. But she, did I tell the story backwards? She revisited this idea that became like the thesis of the story. It's like the Eras Tour. She said, oh, like, I'm dressed as 1989 because that's my favorite album. And these fans were like, no, like, your era is not your favorite album. Your era is the era that you're in now. And she's like, okay. And
well, that seems a bit much, I know.
But
all right.
Well, they're Swifties. They're QAnon. But the whole sort of thesis was like, you know, all of our eras exist inside of us all at once, simultaneously. Yeah,
it's and like a nesting doll.
And okay, plot twist. That was the whatever. But it was cute because she was a mom, but she used to be a girl, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, that's maybe what Taylor's saying. And she's encouraging us to let all these things live in this at the same time within us. Anyway, what I'm saying is Chanel sent me Chance.
Wow.
And then the new Chance.
Plot twist indeed.
Okay. And you know that my best girlfriend in college used to wear Chance all the time, and it really takes me back there. And so, but I don't knowingly smell it a lot in my daily life. I'm sure I do, but it's not one of those ones. I'm not out here clocking it like Flower Bomb or whatever.
Yeah, same.
And I put it on, And there's just something.
Were you just dragged back?
Completely. And I know that we talk about fragrance and memory on every fucking episode of the show. I get it. But there was something about that being so tied to 4 years of my life, smelling it every single day. And now being, I don't know, however the fuck, 13 years removed from it.
Yeah.
And smelling it on me instead of her in this version 10 of this new life that I have, whatever. And I was like, oh, look, my arrows are living inside of me all at once. You know what I mean? I felt so fucking stupid, but it was like, oh, this is really sweet.
The arrows of perfume. Maybe we should have done an episode on that. Stay tuned.
Like ours?
Yeah, like our arrows.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we've definitely done something like that before.
No, I don't think so.
Just with a different framework.
You know I don't remember any episodes
of this show. I know you don't. I know you don't. I have an archival knowledge of all the episodes we've done.
Me not remembering literally any guest.
You're like, have we had this person? I was like, yes, we have an episode with them. What are you talking about?
We should talk to this person. We have. No, but it was just like, we talk about this shit all fucking day, but it's easy to say, fragrance and memory are so connected, and we know that, but then it's a whole different thing to experience it, you know?
Okay,
it's
but nice. What did you think about the new Chanel Chance Eau Fraiche?
Really liked it.
Yes.
I wore the original Chance, like, I don't know, let's say Saturday, and then I wore Eau Fraiche on Chance. Sunday. So it's Eau Fraiche Parfum, which to me seems
contradictory. Yeah, it's a little oxymoronic.
Because Eau Fraiche means a really light concentration of raw material, and obviously Parfum means like one of the heaviest.
So Eau Fraiche is the name then, it's not the descriptor.
It's Eau Fraiche Parfum. Yes, you're right. Which I'm like, okay, can we figure it out?
Yeah.
So I wore the original on a Saturday, then the next day I wore the new one, and really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. They are different enough to me to feel like two completely different unique scents. However, they're certainly from the same wheelhouse. If I were to just pick it up, knowing it was a Chanel fragrance, but not really having any context of what I was going to wear, I would say, oh, this is similar to Chance, which I think this is exactly what a flanker rather should be. Not a completely new idea, as they sometimes are, but also not indistinguishable from the first, from its predecessor. I thought it was really nice. I didn't quite get that masculine thing that you and a few people have said, that it's a little more masculine, but I understand
When I say that, I think what I mean is it's less overtly feminine.
I see that. It's like a soft boy.
It is not actively masculine, but you're right. It is like a soft boy.
Yeah.
There's like a little bit of androgyny thrown in there, or just not overtly feminine notes. Feminine in the marketing sense.
It's just really nice. I was actually going to hunt it down last week. I was going to be in the vicinity of the Chanel store, and I went. I made it a point to go out of my way to go there.
Yeah.
And I walked up to the door. This is the Chanel beauty store in Williamsburg. I'm not like bopping into a Chanel boutique. What the fuck would I be doing there? But I went up to the door and it was empty except for the salespeople.
Of course. As it will remain to be.
Yeah. And I reached for the door and I was like, I can't do this. I can't do the song and dance.
I bet a lot of people do that. And these poor sales reps every day, they're just like, come inside, please.
And I also couldn't see it from the door. So I don't know where it's at. Yeah. I'm not going to be. And not that I don't want to. And not that I'm trying to. Whatever. Yeah. I just don't want to be that person that like walks in, sprays something, then walks out. So.
That's the thing. Sometimes I don't want to. If I'm not in a mood to be chatty, I'm like, I have to be chatty now because that's just good manners. Right. When you walk into someone's house, don't just be like, I'm just looking.
Yeah.
That was the most obnoxious thing when I was a shop girl.
Yeah.
You would literally say hello, not can I help you? Right. Hi, how are you? Or hi, welcome. And they'd be like, I'm just looking. And I'm like, cool, that's not what I fucking said.
Did you smell the new DS and Drag Race Studio Juice? The Halloween
look? Yeah, it's weird. It smells like a candy necklace.
What?
It smells like a candy necklace.
I just screamed into the mic. I'm sorry.
I stopped into the shop like 2 weeks ago or something just to give it a sniff. And a friend of the pod, Joey, was there. Mm-hmm. And it's so cute. Every time I go there and he's there, he's like, smell something. And then he'll take out his little pouch of perfume formulas he's been working on because he's also a perfumer apprentice. So it's like kind of fun just to be like, and now I get to smell the secret thing. But yeah, the Salem Gothic it smelled like candy necklaces.
I want to smell it now.
I just told you what it smells like.
It's so cool.
Not what I was expecting at all.
Really?
Yeah.
The notes.
Although I don't remember what the notes are, but I thought it was like a cute nod to Halloween candy.
I couldn't get a read on it at all from the notes. My boss, I like my boss a lot, unfortunately, but we're not like super close or anything, but his girlfriend is very down with witch culture and whatever that means. And she like goes to Salem every year for a fun thing, whatever. So I saw this I saw the preview, actually. I think I saw it on Faith Shoe's story. Mm-hmm. And I screenshotted it. And I was just like, you need this for your girlfriend. And he was like, yeah. And then 15 minutes later, he was like, where do I buy it? And I was like, oh, it's not out yet. I'll send you the link when it's live. I did. And he bought it for her. And she was like, likes it a lot.
So the notes they call out are snow on violet, baby's breath, cold ocean, calla lily, yarrow, witch hazel, lichen, amber, and sandalwood.
That seems very floral.
Yes. Maybe that's the candiness I was getting from it.
Very breathy and floral.
But the copy is, freak out in colonial haunts of many gables, frosty violet and lichen in the old cemetery, magic hazel of wood, a faint nautical whiff, and chance. Wow. They're really doing creative things with sentences.
What do you mean?
As in they're not, but...
Yeah. I like that the first part of that is freak out. Don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah. Now, knowing this, I'm like, wow, that totally transforms my knowledge of what this was about. Because I immediately was like, oh, it smells like candy necklaces, which reminds me of going trick-or-treating. Like, how cute. But cool. Oh, this is funny. Also, more copy from the website. Salem Gothic is a perfume for all the purple-haired freaks who hang out in cemeteries and haunted shipyards but still love their Dunkin' iced coffee guy.
That is like a total sneak diss on their own customer, literally calling them freaks.
It reminded me of like all of these suburban emo goth kids that I went to high school with.
I mean, you know exactly who they're talking
about. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is very funny to
me. I've been one of those kids.
Oh, totally. It's very nostalgic for those days.
Yeah.
Which is funny because then I think about their Halloween scent last year, which was like, it was like sexy Viking.
Oh my god.
And that smelled just like a Hot Topic, and I was like so thrown because I was like, what do you mean? This doesn't have anything like Viking about it. But it then they were like, oh, it's a play on a Halloween costume that's made sexy. So I was like, oh, because I'm like, why does it smell like a mall scent?
Sometimes they're
and apparently that one they like did a re-release.
Was that the one that looked like Beetlejuice?
No. That was a different one.
I'm not making that up, right?
No, you're not making that up. Okay. I know the one you're talking about, but I forget the name.
Okay.
But apparently Sexy Viking was like, they did a refill of the studio juice, which they don't do
They
normally.
Don't often do?
They do not often do. Except for the time that they made pistachio a part of the regular collection.
And thank God. And because look.
And it was even better than the original.
It's paying off.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the label is kooky. The Salem Gothic label is very kooky. Wait, you've seen this before, right?
Yes.
It's like gravestones.
If you... I think on the other side of the carton, what I'm trying to say is they like spookified their logo too, which I think is really cute.
Oh, it's cute. Oh.
It's $250,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. It is $250 for 50 milliliters.
Is it sold out?
No, it is not sold out, okay. Which...
They're not selling out as fast.
Speaks, yeah.
I bet you they're doing more volume.
Good point. Good point. Yeah.
I don't think it hurts.
It's funny because like I feel like people think of fragrance as such a seasonal thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't really hear about Halloween scents. There's like holiday scents, but there's no Halloween scents.
Mm-hmm. It's the Kim Petras of perfume.
I want that.
Yeah.
I want the Kim Petras Halloween album of perfume.
Yeah, you have it every year.
That's the one.
I guess.
But also maybe not one that smells like candy.
Well, that's what I want.
Yeah. Give me one that smells like fake blood.
Yeah.
I guess that would be Secretions Magnifique, but I want that one.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Have we had them? We haven't had them.
No, we have not.
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
We should. Oh, they feel like it'd just be an hour of us interrogating them.
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Why would you do this? Now I'm like on a weird little mind hunt for Halloween scents, but it's neither here nor there.
You know what though? I bet you on the internet, there's probably a large...
You know what? Let me put a little search into Fragrantica and I'm sure that there's a blog post on
all
there.
Those goth girls.
Oh yeah.
You know they're wearing some weird shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Hypnotic poison. Yeah. Dior.
Are you dressing up for Halloween this year?
I don't know. I think I'm going to somebody's housewarming, probably costume party the weekend because I think Halloween's on a Tuesday.
Okay.
I think, but I'm just like, it is just so much effort to put on a costume. Jeez Louise. Also, I don't know these people that well, so I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be in and out in 15 minutes. I'm only there to meet the dog.
Yeah, right.
Literally.
I went to this PR thing last night that was Halloween themed and it was a costume party and I came straight from the office, so I was not dressed up.
Yeah.
And I walked in there and they were like, where's your costume? And I was like, I thought that was just an expression. Like, it's 7 p.m. on a Wednesday. I'm not, I'm coming from, I'm in a suit. I'm the scariest thing of all, a corporate hat.
Yeah. To me, I don't see the point of doing costumes for Halloween unless I'm going to a costume party.
We're in Midtown and it's the 16th.
Yeah.
Although I will say everyone was like dressed down. You know that girl from that movie who's great? Never mind. Everyone was in costume.
Okay, I got it. Wow. The commitment.
I know.
I get it. Some people really love Halloween. It's fun.
It is fun. And I celebrate that for them.
Yeah. I don't know about any Halloween scents. Perfumes. Candy corn.
Maybe that's something for next.
The candy corn scent from Le Mon Gourmand.
Yeah, right. I'm sure it exists.
Pumpkin spice. I haven't seen as many pumpkin spice things this year.
Oh, fuck. I have to send my mom the pumpkin spice perfume. I'm the worst kid in the world.
What?
That one job. My mom wants that.
That
pumpkin spice perfume. She was like, should I buy it? And I was like, no, let me send it. And yeah. It's been out of box for 2 weeks.
Anyway. If you like pumpkin spice, we celebrate you. Yeah. I don't hate it, but I also think it's just gone too far.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It took it too far.
It started to spin out, but yes. You know what? It's fine. Yeah.
Anyway, what are you guys doing for Halloween? What are you guys going to smell like for Halloween?
Literally.
That's what I want to know. Fog machine and fake blood.
Yes.
And plastic wig smell.
Plastic wig smell.
It has a smell.
I'm Katy Perry.
It's gross.
yes. I tell us all of that. We have had a big slew of guests lately, and we have even more coming up, but I just wanted to kick it with just us today.
Yeah. A little catch up. I think we've both been mired in different work projects.
Yeah.
You with your unmentionable things, me with my stupid fucking book I hate. I'm so fucking done with this. I hate it so much.
You do not. You're almost done.
I mean, it's like the final edits before it goes into like production copies. So
what does that mean? When you say final, is that editing what you just wrote? You're not going back to anything, right?
No. But the thing is, I can't reread my shit without being like, now I have to include this, or now I have to change this. It's never just approving little cuts and stuff. It's never that.
Mm.
She's not asking me, my editor's not asking me to add anything anymore. Now she's just, hey, how do you feel about these cuts? And I'm like, sure, fine. But also I'm like, you're the one who wanted me to up the word count. So what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I don't know anymore.
It's going to be great. I feel like anyone would be at this point where you've just looked at it for too long.
I think that's it. But what I am excited about is that I think I found somebody to work with to make a fragrance to go with the book launch.
Is that the same one you told me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So,
I'm so excited.
TBD on that. I have also no idea how it works to like, I have no idea how book merch works. Do you buy the merch and when you pre-order, I don't know how that works. I don't have a mind for business.
I do.
I have a mind for hee hee ha ha, and that's it.
Let me project manage it for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Honestly. Yes. Let me.
Yes, please. Help me. Help.
Let me do the emails and the strategy, and you can do the fun part. I'll make it work.
How do money? How do book?
I will.
Okay. Great. We have an enterprise in the works.
Yes. I'm going to Kris Jenner you. Okay, well, until then, follow us on Instagram at smellulator.mp3. You can visit smellulator.live, which is our website, and leave us a voice note, buy our merch. It's sweatshirt weather again, girls. And leave us a 5-star review on Apple Music or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I am at Tynan Buck everywhere.
And I'm at Sabletooth Tiger. Wow, I really forgot words there. Okay. Sabletooth Tigra. Okay. Until next time.
Until next time.
We will smell you later.